G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing
Ewan Grant for breakfast on Triple M.
And a big good morning to you wherever you are across the Limestone Coast this morning. Yesterday afternoon, I don't know whether you were listening to Guy at all, but with the greatest decade of all time, the 80s walked away the winner.
Yeah, mate, definitely the 80s. Just I'm 80s child, so, and they have good music, better than the 70s.
Oh, the 80s all the way. So many one-hit wonders back in the 80s. Just unreal.
Oh, just lots of great artist music. I was riding my push bike with my headphones to the radio all the time. I just loved music. I love music in general, but 80s were good.
Absolutely loving it. We love the 80s.
The 80s just rock. Such a good blend of music, so much choice in the 80s, I believe. It's just
The 80s, they were a fantastic decade. And on 963 Triple M, if you jump online to our website, triplem.com.au, you will be able to check out the top 50, the greatest 80s songs from the greatest decade of all time. We are going to talk about it across the morning this morning. And of course, Guy is going to be back this afternoon, and there are going to be more battle rounds as we try and discover which decade is going to be crowned the decade, the greatest decade of all time.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
A big good morning to you. We've got classics galore from Fleetwood Mac and Joe Cocker coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about fishing this morning. We're going to see if there's any places over the course of the next few days where we might be able to drop a line in, although the weather is not looking great, especially today, not conducive to doing a bit of fishing. And one of the things that gave me a giggle first thing this morning, I don't know whether you heard Hannah Rose Hamer and the team talking about the national news, but already there is talk of a Nobel Peace Prize.
And Donald Trump has been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize just days after his summit with the North Korean leader in Singapore. The Norwegian lawmakers that put his name forward reckon the US president has taken a huge step in the direction of peace and reconciliation between North and South Korea. After arriving back in the US, Mr. Trump tweeted, "There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea."
Now, is it just me, or do we want to wait a couple of days to let the dust settle to see if this is actually going to mean peace for our global community? Or do you think the Norwegians might be jumping the gun just a little bit, talking all about a Nobel Peace Prize already? I know there was a lot of talk about it before the peace summit, but 24 hours afterwards, and they're talking a Nobel Peace Prize? I'm not sure about that.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. There is some fantastic news going around at the moment, including the Univision Limestone Coast Venture Dawn program. There have been a couple of local entrepreneurs who are going to be traveling to Silicon Valley, to Austin and to New York City to take part in a whole heap of events during the course of a 10-day tour of the United States in March next year. It's going to include more than 40 events, visiting sites and networking opportunities. And it's a founding program that's come here in the Limestone Coast with the help of Flinders University. And I've got to say congratulations to Ashley from Ashley Lauren Designs and to Daryl Purnell from Fish for Life, who are just two of the award recipients. Absolutely sensational. The news dominates the front page of the paper today. I'm about to put a post up on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page as well. And it's absolutely sensational that we have just incredible people here in the Limestone Coast doing amazing things. And to think two of our local entrepreneurs are going to be able to take advantage of an opportunity like this to spend 10 days touring the United States to do a whole lot of networking and learning during the course of the trip. It's absolutely amazing. And to think that we have programs like the Envision Limestone Coast Venture Dawn program here in the region as well is absolutely sensational. And congratulations not only to the award winners, but to everybody involved in bringing this with the help of Flinders University to the Limestone Coast region. I think it's absolutely sensational. The local papers, front pages, have got some incredible news during the course of the morning. I'll do my best to share it with you.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Hannah Rose Hamer and the team are going to join us in a moment. The new search for little boy lost, William Tyrrell, is continuing. Police have a new focus in investigations in his disappearance. And there's been a lot of talk in the last 24 hours about it. The National News team will be giving us some more information soon. One of the other things that's making news this morning, NBN Co. Have had some good news stories over the last couple of weeks, but that is probably going to end. NBN Co. have been paid $66 million in bonuses to executives and staff in the last financial year, despite the high level of customer dissatisfaction with the network. We're going to find out more about that in a moment. We'll also keep up to date with everything happening locally. Karcher will be back in the studios, keeping us up to date with everything happening here in the Limestone Coast.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, one of the things that is taking place right now is the greatest decade of all time. We have got battles underway each and every afternoon. Guy is playing some incredible music, and you guys are having your say on the decade that should be crowned the greatest decade of all time.
Oh, well, I was so lucky because I grew up with my father's music, and then my other brother's 9 years older than me, so I grew up with all the Led Zeppelins and the Deep Purples and Black Sabbath, and then started enjoying music. I bought a record every week when I started work.
Oh, it sounds just like me, actually. I bought so many records. There's so much vinyl in my cupboard. And I'm talking records, ladies and gentlemen, on 963 Triple M. The 80s were the absolute winners yesterday for the greatest decade of all time. And, of course, the 80s produced so many amazing acts like Prince and Michael Jackson. Madonna was in there. There was some Aussie classics like Men at Work, INXS, Midnight Oil achieving international success. And you can check out some of the 80s finest tracks online and make up your own mind as to whether the greatest decade of all time is the 80s. Triplem.com.au is how you can do it, by the way. One of the other things that I absolutely loved yesterday, because you guys are having such an awesome time online, check out the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page, because yesterday you were asked what your favourite cartoon growing up was, and there were lots of cartoons that made the list. And, well, I want to own up about a cartoon that I have watched since I was knee-high to a grasshopper that I had no idea who the lead character was. Yes, yes, I had my feet in my mouth, firmly placed. We're going to talk about it soon on 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
It's your local 963 Triple M. I tell you what, last weekend, cracker of a weekend from fishing. The man who knows all about it is Craig Phelps. He joins us from Spot On Fishing. Good morning, mate.
How you going? Yeah, last weekend, mate, was phenomenal.
This weekend, maybe not.
Oh, looks shocking, doesn't it? Sunday afternoon, possibility. It backs off a little bit. It should be good off the beach for salmon or down the river, no problem. But, offshore, I think it's a wipeout for several days. But, gee, last weekend, some amazing fishing. Perfect conditions. Fish everywhere. First big tuna caught for a little while, 90 kilo. That was off Beachport. Lovely fish. The smaller fish were a bit hard to find. Not that that mattered too much, because the bottom fishing out there was incredible. Those that ventured out wide, and I'm talking 400-odd metres of water, I saw one harpooker that went 23 kilo. Just lovely fish out there. In closer, plenty of flathead, terakee, knife jaw, gummies, school sharks, sort of real smorgasbord. Lots and lots of fish. Great fishing last weekend. Mm. In a little bit closer, the salmon off the beach were phenomenal. Again, Carpenter's Rocks, lots of fish down there, but gee whiz, they're small. The better fish threw Canunda fish really well, Whale Rock or Rig Square, fish to 3 kilo. Beachport Salmon Hole continues to fish well. Mostly around that kilo mark, but to the odd bigger fish thrown in for good measure. Plenty of garfish last weekend, Livingston's, Cape Douglas, all the way through there was great. Lots and lots of mullet as well. A lot of weed building up off the beach now, and that's prime conditions for mullet, just in the shallows. So just a float, a little bit of burley, a couple of live gents at the end, and you'll be in. What else have we heard? The surf, still good numbers of shark, mainly school shark, but you just got to sort of cruise around and find a spot that's not too weedy, but the persistent fishers are doing very well. And the Glenelg River, gee whiz, that's fished so well the last couple of weeks. Plenty of mulloway. I know there was a fish that went 101 centimetres off the Donovan's Landing.
Wow.
That was probably a good week ago. But I've heard a fish to 92, 93 centimetres. That was from the weekend. Mm. And good numbers of fish, a lot around that 4 kilo mark. And they're spread right out too, like from probably Princess Margaret Rose Coves all the way down to the estuary. As we get more rain and the river freshens up a little bit, it often pushes them down lower, so it'll concentrate them, but that'll take a little while. But at the moment, the river's fishing really well. So even though the weather looks absolutely disgusting for fishers, as the wind backs off a little bit on Sunday, the river's always a great option. And, of course, the salmon, like prime time for salmon. If you've got the wind in the right direction, as I said, just prime time for salmon and lots around at the moment. So don't put the gear away yet this weekend because, as I said, Sunday onwards looks pretty good, especially early next week. So as we can see, the fishing, lots around, plenty of fish. You just got to pick the weather.
Absolutely. Hey, Craig, always great to catch up. You have a good weekend. Stay dry and we'll catch up next week, all right?
Good on you, Ewan. Thanks, mate.
Now, on 963 MMM, Craig Phelp joining us talking fishing, and it might be the order of the weekend to try and stay dry. As we've talked about already this morning, there is a severe weather warning which has been issued by the Bureau of Meteorology to take place today, encompassing most of the southern part of South Australia and into Victoria as well. Some wild weather possibly coming our way.
Ewan Grant.
Now on 963 MMM, the battle for the greatest decade of all time. It is underway on MMM.
Well, I'm just ringing up to vote for the 70s because it's classic. And that most bands these days got their inspiration from good old rock and rollers. All right, and anything from Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Deep Purple, you name it.
70s and 80s, they're going to be the best decades. And on 963 MMM, we are giving you the chance to have your say. The battle rounds continue for the greatest decade of all time. And it continues after 12 this afternoon with Guy. This morning, well, I want to talk about your favourite cartoons. A whole host of you have jumped online to the MMM Limestone Coast Facebook page in the last 12 to 15 hours to have your say on some of the most iconic cartoons ever. And, well, there happened to be a conversation that took place in MMM's reception during the course of last week about a particular set of cartoons from Warner Brothers. Now, I thought I knew everything there was to know about Warner Brothers cartoons, but our Director of First Impressions here at MMM, Gabrielle, she put me firmly in my place, and I'm going to tell you all about that in a moment on 963 MMM.
The Limestone Coast 963 MMM.
Now, on the Limestone Coast 963 MMM, hands up if you were watching Hey Hey It's Saturday before it became a feature of Saturday nights, before the idea of Red Faces and Pluck It Up were even a thought or an idea. Now, back when I was a kid, Saturday mornings were the perfect time to get up nice and early while Mum and Dad were in bed and to watch the cartoons. And the cartoons that were on during the course of my childhood were just absolutely fantastic. But the best ones would have to be the Warner Brothers cartoons. And to this day, I am still a Warner Brother cartoon lover. I was having a conversation about cartoons. And something came up in reception. We were just having a conversation amongst a group of us here at the Limestone Coast MMM. And Gab, our receptionist, came out with this Foghorn Leghorn. And I looked at her as if she was mad. I had no idea. And growing up with, you know, Warner Brothers cartoons, I thought I knew everything there was to know. But no, I had no idea that the rooster in the Warner Brothers cartoons actually had a name.
What's the big idea, chasing my worm? You're a cat, son. Cats don't eat worms. You're taking the food right out of my mouth. I don't go around chasing mice. Stand up, boy. You're tripping over your own feet. Now you stay away from worms, and I'll stay away from mice.
Stand up, boy, indeed. Foghorn Leghorn, you learn something every day. I had no idea whatsoever. So, well, this is basically a very, very public apology to Gabs, our receptionist here at MMM, for looking at her a little bit weird the other day on 963 MMM. We'd love to know what your favourite cartoon was growing up. You can have your say online at MMM's Limestone Coast Facebook page as we celebrate incredible music and search for the greatest decade of all time. You can have your say on not only the cartoons that you grew up with, the music that you grew up with, but a whole lot of other stuff online, not only at triplem.com.au, but at our Facebook page as well. Now, on more important things than me apologizing to Gabriella. One of the things that's coming up this weekend, the Farmers Market is back. It is always on a Saturday morning at the front of the Mount Gambier Library. Now, there is going to be a very special guest at the Farmers Market. It's all going to take place on Saturday, and I am going to have him on the line in just a moment on Triple M.
The Limestone Coasts, 963 Triple M.
It is the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M. I tell you what, tonight on television, we have got something really, really cool that's going to happen. MasterChef is back. It's essay week at the moment. And a bloke who was on MasterChef back in about 2010, he is on the line to talk to me because he's also going to be here in the Limestone Coast this weekend. Callum Hann, good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Hey, Callum, it has been an incredible ride for you since your original appearance on MasterChef.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been so lucky in the last few years in the way that I've had some really incredible opportunities, got to meet some great people to work with, and still love what I do every day.
Now, one of the things that you're doing now is running a cooking school called Sprout. Tell me all about it.
Yeah, so we started the cooking school shortly after I finished the show back in 2010. So we've been doing it for almost 8 years now. We just wanted to inspire people. I guess the great thing about cooking shows is it gets people talking about food, but at the same time, it gets people thinking that food is this really difficult thing because it sort of puts it on a pedestal sometimes. So I suppose with the cooking school, we're trying to inspire people about fresh, seasonal, healthy food, the kind of like quick dishes that we love to cook for our family at home. That's what we love showing people, so we can sort of really break down those barriers and show people that food shouldn't be complicated. Actually, you know, it's about who you're with, and it's actually about, you know, food can be simple and beautiful, and that's what we love to teach.
Callum, is that what you always wanted to do leading into MasterChef, to come and teach people about food?
Yeah, I always loved that idea of teaching. When I was younger, I did a little bit of maths tutoring and actually thought about being a school teacher at one stage. So that idea of combining two passions of educating and of cooking together. I have worked in a number of restaurants and really enjoy that work as well. But here we get you know, the best of both worlds. We get to chat with people in the cooking school, and we get to, you know, do our thing and pump out food when we do catering events as well. So it sort of feels like the dream job.
You you talk about being impressed by, you know, local produce and stuff, and here in SA we have some incredible produce is being showcased at the moment with MasterChef being in SA. What are you going to be doing tonight on the show?
Yeah, so tonight on the show, we're in the Adelaide Central Market, going to be hosting a masterclass segment for the contestants. So showing them some beautiful South Australian produce, how to use it and how to cook a really beautiful dish with it. So yeah, looking forward to seeing all the contestants and having a chat.
And Callum, one of my passions is Limestone Coast food. We live in the best part of the state. I might be just a little bit biased. Is that what's bringing you down this weekend?
Yeah, you probably are slightly biased. Having said, I love coming down to the Limestone Coast. For both work and personal reasons, over the last few years, I've been there quite a number of times now. And every time I go there, I always think, there's beautiful coffee, there's beautiful wine in the area, there's some great restaurants, great produce. I can't wait to come down and come and check out the farmers market and pick up some seasonal produce and cook something delicious.
Do we have any ideas what you might be cooking as yet, Callum?
I don't, only because what my plan was is to actually get to the market, have a wander around early in the morning, see what's there, and then base the dish entirely around that. So until I actually see, you know, until we see what the guys have been growing this week and what they've picked and what they've got at the market, I can't actually decide a dish till then.
Hey, Callum, good luck tonight. I know it's a segment that will have been pre-recorded, but it's going to be great to see you on the TV screens, and it's going to be great to have you down here in the Limestone Coast this weekend. Cannot wait to see what you're going to plate up.
I can't wait either. So hopefully, yeah, people can get down to the market on Saturday morning.
It is going to be well worth popping down Saturday morning, catching up with Callum while he's here in the Limestone Coast and checking out some amazing produce that he is going to plate up as well.
The Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
Good morning to you, wherever you are across the Limestone Coast. I am having one of those moments where I find out exactly how old I am. Celebrated a birthday yesterday, by the way, turned 45, lived through it, especially with the cold that I'm currently dealing with at the moment. Spent most of the day under the covers, let me tell you. One of the things that has just shocked me is the fact that Jurassic Park, the original movie that was just so sensational when it came out on the theatre screens, 25 years old it is. There is a brand new Jurassic Park movie that's about to be released, by the way, which is probably why I was reading about the fact that Jurassic Park, the original, is 25 years old. But it makes you think, doesn't it? The iconic movies that we've seen over the course of our lifetimes and the moments that are intrinsically entwined in our movie going experiences, the people that we go with, the things that we experience watching movies on the big screen, and one of the highest grossing films of all time, or it was the highest grossing film of all time 25 years ago. And it's amazing to me how time flies. I am always having conversations with my friends about how quickly time passes. Now, enough of me looking back at history, taking a trip down memory lane. The greatest decade of all time. The battle rounds are going to continue this afternoon. Guy is going to be talking about stuff like this right the way across the Arvo. This morning, well, Katja, she's rolling her eyes at me. We need to say good morning to her. Hello.
Thank you, Ewan. Coming up in local news headlines, Tees Australia have announced plans to launch a new South Australian beef product from their Narracourt plant. Limestone Coast Police have thanked the public for their assistance. Michael Reed is located. Barker MP Tony Passon has welcomed the announcement of additional funds for the mobile black spot program. And Limestone Coast pet owners are being urged to keep our local animals warm and safe in the wake of cold weather. All of that in sport coming up soon.
Breakfast. Now this afternoon, Guy is going to be back. We've been talking about the greatest decade of all time. Which decade is going to walk away the winner? Well, the battle rounds continue, and you guys, you are having your say on the decade that you think should be the greatest decade of all time.
Yeah, mate, definitely the 80s. Just I'm 80s child, so, and they have good music, better than the 70s.
Oh, the 80s all the way. So many one-hit wonders back in the 80s, just unreal.
Ah, just lots of great artist music. I was riding my push bike with my headphones to the radio all the time. I just loved I love music in general, but 80s were good.
Absolutely loving it. We love the 80s.
The 80s just rock. Such a good blend of music. So much choice in the 80s, I believe. It's just brilliant.
The 80s were the winners yesterday, and if you would like to have your say, number one, you can jump online to triplem.com.au. Go to our club page. From there, you are going to find details not only about having your say about the greatest decade of all time, but you also have the chance to pick up a Triple M Retro Ghetto Blaster on us, which is really, really cool, by the way. I would have loved one as a kid growing up. Now, one of the other things you can do while you're online at triplem.com.au, you can have a listen to our selection of 80s, the finest tracks, and make up your own mind as to whether the 80s are going to be the greatest decade of all time.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
Dave Stewart, Annie Lennox, they got their start here in Oz while they were doing a tour of Australia. They decided to form and become the Eurythmics. And I always remember Dave Stewart back in the 90s. He had a hit with a song called Lily Was Here. It was a saxophone song that was in the charts at the time. I absolutely loved it. Now on 963 Triple M, speaking of incredible music, we are going to be rocking Jen's Hotel on the 23rd of June. It's coming up in about a week and a half's time. Still Crazy are going to be performing live music from the 70s right the way through to now, raising money for the kids' wards of the local hospitals here in the Limestone Coast, Mount Gambier, Millicent and Narracourt Hospitals. Tickets, well, they're just $15. You get a drink on arrival as well. It is going to be a sensational night. It is going to be rocking. Triple M, rocking Jen's Hotel, live music from the 70s to now. $15 tickets, Saturday, June the 23rd from 8 p.m. is when it's all going to take place, and I would love to see you there. Make sure you get some mates together, whether they be workmates, whether they be sporting colleagues, whether they be friends. Make sure you come along and have what is going to be a sensational night. And the best bit about it is not only are you going to have an awesome night, you are going to be doing something good for the kids' wards of the local hospitals here in the Limestone Coast as well.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. There are a lot of things that are going to change on the 1st of July. And there's some things that you need to know about. Number one, there is going to be some changes to power prices, and power prices across the country are going to drop. Here in South Australia, well, the good news is that AGL are going to cut residential electricity prices by 2.1%. Now, this is after an increase last year of about 20%, by the way, but we won't talk an awful lot about that. Small businesses will also see a little bit of relief, a 0.3% drop in AGL prices in South Australia, apparently. Now, there's been a lot of talk on talkback programs about the plastic ban, or the plastic bag ban, should I say. And that is going to come into effect in Australia in a lot of states that haven't had a plastic bag ban. Of course, here in South Australia, we've had it for a long time now. It's always rather interesting to me to wander over the border to Victoria to be able to pick up the old plastic bags and not have to worry about taking plastic bags with you. But here in South Australia, of course, we've had the ban for a long time. In 2012, there was a review of our bag ban here in South Australia. And apparently, at the time, 15% of consumers like you and I purchased bin liners before the ban. And apparently 80% of us were purchasing bin liners after the ban. So I'm not too sure whether the plastic bag ban is working here in South Australia or whether it's working across the country. And look, just getting on my soapbox for a second, I would love to know what the environmental benefit is of having a plastic bag, which is far thicker than the original plastic bags that we used to have, is, and whether it's doing anything for the environment at all, or whether we're just being conned into buying bags that are heavier that are going to take a whole lot longer to decompose in landfills. Maybe that's just me, and I am on my soapbox about that. Other things are going to take place. There's going to be a ban on wearing glasses on your passport photos. There's the online shopping tax, which is coming into effect in July. Downsizing contributions, if you own your home and you want to put some of that into super, there is going to be the opportunity to do that. We have the opportunity at better credit scores from the 1st of July, and there'll be some modest tax relief as well. There'll also be family payment changes taking place, and the biggie has got to be the minimum wage increase. These are just some of the things that we are going to see take effect from the 1st of July. There's also going to be an increase in, I suppose, the importance of country of origin labelling on the foodstuffs that we purchase. And that's going to take effect from the 1st of July as well. And I cannot wait for that. On 963 Triple A, we've got classics galore for you. Creedence on the way. We are going to talk all about the Beach Boys because there's some new music from the Beach Boys that is being released. And as a result, we've got a special taking place this weekend. I'll tell you all about it soon on your local.
The Limestone Coasts 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Taking a look at some of the articles in the front pages of the papers across the region this morning. Southeastern Times is all about the search of Kanunda National Park yesterday and the 14-hour ordeal for the off-roader Michael Reed. It ended at around 2:30 yesterday after he was found unharmed by emergency services, which is absolutely sensational. And it is dominating front page news today on the Southeastern Times. When it comes to the Narracourt Herald today, fantastic news about jobs for the meatworks up at Narracourt. The possibility of 100 jobs being created, a $30 million expansion, which is sensational and dominating local headlines in the Border Watch today. The Innovations Award, the Regional Entrepreneurs, as I try and pronounce that this morning, bound for the United States of America following the inaugural Limestone Coast Envy Awards event. Now, not only have the front page of the Border Watch got all the details on the Envy Awards, we've got all the details online at triplem.com.au. It's all been put together with the help of Flinders University and the New Venture Institute, which is here in the Limestone Coast. And the Envision Limestone Coast Venture Dawn program. You can read all about it online at triplem.com.au. Take a look at the pages of the paper today as well, because there's a fantastic photo on the front page of the award winners as well.
Ewan Grant. For breakfast.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast. If you know an event that's taking place across the region, I would love to know about it. Just taking a look at some of the things that are going on the weekend so far. Narracourt races are back this weekend. The Narracourt Singers Cabaret is taking place at the Narracourt Town Hall as well. And Callum Hand has got a couple of cooking demonstrations. We talked to him earlier today on the Brekkie Show. Farmers Market is taking place this coming Saturday, and he will be doing some cooking demonstrations at 9:30 in the morning and another demonstration at 11 a.m. if you would like to be part of it. Of course, he runs the Sprout Cooking School in Adelaide, and he's going to be down filming as part of the SA Weekend, a TV show as well. Now on 963 Triple M, as I say, if you know of something that's going on across the region, let us know. Reach out to us on our Facebook page. Give me an email via triplem.com.au, or just drop a notice into the corner of Gray and Commercial Streets. So that's where you'll find us.
You and Graham. For breakfast.
It is your local 963 Triple M. We've got Josh on the line this morning. Josh, good morning.
Morning.
Josh, you'd like to do some footy tipping against Petey. How do you reckon you're going to go, mate?
Oh, pretty well, I reckon.
All right. Well, Petey, good morning.
Morning, Huey. Morning, Josh. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
All right, let's go.
All righty, first round tonight, we are going to see Port Adelaide taking on Western Bulldogs. Who's going to win?
I can Port, yep.
All right, Sydney Swans are going to take on West Coast Eagles tomorrow. What's going to happen, boys?
Sydney.
All right, Carlton are going to take on Fremantle on Saturday. Josh, who do you reckon is going to win?
Rio.
Oh, right, I've got to go one different. Oh, mind you, I went one different for the sake of it last week and lost 250.
I know.
I'll go Carlton. I have to be one different.
All righty. Saturday's also going to see the Suns take on St Kilda.
St Kilda, I think Gold Coast are a bit of a...
Gold Coast to win.
You reckon Gold Coast to win? All right.
Ooh,
Hawthorn are going to take on Adelaide Crows on Saturday as well. What do we reckon, boys?
Hawthorn.
Yeah, Hawthorn, Huey.
Rightio. On Sunday, we've got the Cats taking on Richmond. What do we reckon?
Richmond.
Yeah, Richmond.
All righty. Yeah. Well, boys, we're going to see what happens. Hopefully on Monday, Josh, you are going to walk away a winner of a $25 voucher, all thanks to the team at Arena Sports Store. Good luck, all right?
Yeah, thank you.
See you,
good
mate.
Night, Josh.
See ya.
On 963 Triple M, Petey, what is going on at Arena Sports Store at the moment?
Well, been a short week, Huey, but you know what we did? We managed to get more anti-series, mainly for the girls, because we've sold out of, I think it was, 10s and 12s.
Yeah.
So we managed to get a bit more of that. Now, look, it's cold. It's very cold. But I keep harping on it, though. It's the best thing we've had in years. And by God, it's good in this cold weather.
And it's been selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's very unusual to be able to get backup stock from Rip Curl.
Mm.
But I think it's been that popular Australia-wide. I had a look online. They've got 100 of each size in a lot of them coming in. Again, very unusual to do that. So, but just anything for winter. You know, we still hire out treadmills, bikes, rowers. We've got about 6 treadies there because in the winter, you don't want to get out walking. You want to stay inside.
Absolutely, especially in this weather that we're going to get over the next couple of days, mate.
Yeah.
Well, Petey, good luck this weekend. We're going to see if we can have some good news for you on Monday morning when we talk next. You have a great weekend.
Well, Essendon got the bye, Huey, so it'll be a stressless weekend.
Petey, you have a great one. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Huey.
Ewan Grant for
breakfast. Triple M, Guy is back this afternoon. The battle rounds are going to continue for the greatest decade of all time. 1975 is going to go up against 1992. Who is going to win? Well, you get to decide, and you can find out later on this afternoon. Have a great day today. Ray Hadley's coming in. Of course, Guy is back this arvo from 12, and Footy is going to be back on your radio about 6:30 tonight. I will catch you tomorrow morning. KG, Barney, and Milo will be in. We'll be talking organ donation and a whole lot more. I'll also give you a sneak peek at some of the stuff going on this weekend in the Limestone Coast. Have a great day today. I'll catch you tomorrow morning from 6.